We are learning more about why the Department of Justice sought to search Donald Trump's home in Florida. The affidavit released today states there is probable cause to believe that evidence of obstruction will be found at the premises. The former president brought boxes of documents to Mar-a-Lago from the White House, including highly classified information.
A federal judge in a case that was brought by several media organizations had ordered the unsealing of the affidavit by noon Eastern time today. That affidavit outlines why the Justice Department wanted to take this unprecedented action of searching a former president's home. So let's bring in our Friday Politics Roundtable to sort through this. Yamiche Alcindor is anchor and moderator of Washington Week on PBS. And Mark Caputo is national political reporter for NBC News Digital based in Florida. Hello to both of you.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yamiche, what stands out from you? What have we learned from this affidavit?
What stands out to me in the time that I've been able to sort of file through this 38-page document is that over and over again, you hear this, the Justice Department saying that they feel like they have probable cause to believe that there's evidence of a crime and that there are items that are classified that will be found on the premises of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. I also think what sticks out to me is that there's this part of it where it says that they believe sealing this document is important because it will help information connected to the investigation, as well as people and potential witnesses' identities, from not becoming public. So you not only have the government really laying out what they believe are a number of reasons why they believe classified information is being stored in an improper way at Trump's home, but you also have them already sort of getting ahead to what we're learning about today, which is their real fear for the identities of the information and the identities of the people who are going to be carrying out this information and carrying out this task.
And Mark, we are learning more in real time why some of these documents were classified. There's mention of potential evidence of obstruction being found at the premises and some markings suggesting information came from human intelligence sources. Is that new information?
Well, it's new because we see it so starkly, and it indicates that this was really dangerous stuff to just have kind of lying around or stored in a non-secure facility, such as Mar-a-Lago. And Mar-a-Lago has had a few cases of sort of security troubles. There was a Chinese national who was suspected by some of engaging in suspicious activities at Mar-a-Lago. There's a recent report of a person who pretended she was a Rothschild who had gained access to the glitterati at Mar-a-Lago. Not a place you want classified secret documents, evidence, information of what is called in the affidavit HCS, Human Control System. That is the designation for a report by a CIA officer, possibly a defense intelligence agency officer, based on conversations with a confidential human source overseas, that is a spy. So that's probably the most alarming thing here. It's like, you know, what is that stuff? We're not going to see that ever, presumably. Why was it there? How did it get there? Who else saw it and what happened?
Yamiche, there's also a mention of the fact that this is an investigation into a code that in 793E. Some legal experts are saying we see here that the Department of Justice maintains in some cases Trump wasn't authorized to have possession of these documents at all. What kind of legal trouble might the former president be in here?
That's a great question. I think that we've been at PBS and also at NBC really trying to understand what sort of legal consequences former President Trump could actually have. My understanding is that it doesn't seem like this is going to be something, at least based on talking to sources, that this is going to be something that where we see former President Trump arrested or even put in prison. But again, it's so early in this. It's in some ways I'm couching that and being very cautious about the fact that we actually don't know exactly where this is going to end up. What we do know right now is that we're in this sort of historic moment where we have a former president being told by the Department of Justice that he had information that he shouldn't have had, that he was working in a place that was not proper. And this is all connected to the Espionage Act. And that to me is, of course, kind of eye-popping. But I think as someone who's not a legal expert myself, I want to be very careful in saying that what I'm reading here is that this was the federal government being very worried about these documents being put in the wrong place, the danger that this could have to national security. You see that word a lot, that this is sort of very much tied to the defense and security security of the United States. But I think in terms of the actual legal consequences that former President Trump could face, that I think is something that is still unraveling. And we're still really trying to understand what the consequences of all this might be.
And Mark, can we just back up? Oh, yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no, if I could just add to what Yamiche said is it's early. Don't get me wrong. This is historic, and it's obviously troubling. However, Donald Trump has a legal argument. A lot of lawyers and experts disagree with it. He basically says he could have whatever the heck he wanted because he was president, and that's the end of the story. Now, that might get litigated, and that might not. But we're at the beginning of this. There's a lot of secret and understandably secret documents, classified evidence that we're never going to see. So there's going to be a risk of us elevating anonymous sources into interpreting what was there and people claiming that here's what's going to happen in the future. It's so unprecedented, we don't know. And on a related note, there was a report a little while ago from the Washington Post talking about how there might have been a nuclear-related documents at Mar-a-Lago, and that was part of the justification for the search warrant. Maybe that's true. But I think it's interesting that in this 38-page document, though redacted, I don't see the word nuclear here, and I don't see the Atomic Energy Act here. So it's just a clarion call that we need to be very cautious in describing this. At the same time, this is obviously a thing of concern and a great matter of history.
Yeah. Okay, let's turn to President Biden this week. In a political speech last night, he framed the upcoming midterms as a choice.
Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans have made their choice to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division. But we've chosen a different path. Forward, the future, unity, hope, and optimism.
Notably, Biden called the Trump MAGA movement semi-fascism. Yamiche, how is this speech landing?
If you're a Democrat, and I've talked to a number of them, you're in some ways really cheering on former president, cheering on President Biden. We're now 74 days away from the midterm elections. And what I've heard from Democrats is that they really want to see the White House and President Biden really step up the heat, really make sure that he is delivering pointed criticisms of the Republicans and really trying to frame in clear terms what Democrats believe this election is about. And you hear the president say, this is about democracy. He's calling Republicans a threat to democracy. He's accusing them of turning toward, quote, semi-fascism in a speech to donors that was not part of the public rally on camera. Remarks. But what you see here is President Biden really trying to say, this is how worried I am about this. What is he believes an existential crisis in American democracy, beginning with January 6th and, of course, going all the way through with the Republican Party now having a number of election deniers. But if you're a Republican, and we've seen a lot of pushback from Republicans in the last few hours, you're seeing this as President Biden being hyperbolic, as trying to scare people. Republicans have said that this is definitely not the right way to cast them. I mean, they're pushing back, but we should say as objective reporters that what we're seeing here is on the Republican side an embrace of conspiracy theories and an embrace of election deniers, and so many of them having won their primaries. So it's going to be very interesting to see the language that Democrats continue to use and how Republicans are going to be defending themselves.
And Mark, analysts, but also Mitch McConnell say the Democrats may keep the Senate. There are even some who say they could keep the House as well. The Cook Political Report adjusted its expectations for the midterm election, saying it's possible the Democrats will hold the House. How do you see this turning out?
Yeah, I agree with both. I don't know. We're in unprecedented times. It is pretty clear. Just the past 2 weeks have been, politically speaking, good 2 weeks for Biden overall, and not good 2 weeks for Donald Trump overall. Well, one guy is getting his house or his home searched by the FBI pursuant to a search warrant with national security implications. The other one is the active sitting president who's notching wins in Congress. That obviously helps him. And then there's the matter of abortion. When the Supreme Court threw out Roe v. Wade and federal protections for abortions, it was a wake-up call to the left that really got the Democratic base up off of what looked like the bench. Pardon the sports metaphor, their jerseys are on, they're on the field. It's a different election now than it was pre-Dobbs, before that ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, and Yamiche, we have 30 seconds or so, your thoughts on the role of abortion in the upcoming midterms.
It's incredibly important. I was just in Michigan covering the governor's race there, and there are so many voters who are telling me that they are that is top of mind as they go to the polls, especially a number of Republican women, young and old, who are saying that the Roe decision being overturned is making them look at the Democrats and wanting to vote for them sometimes for the first time in their lives. So Republicans, I think, definitely have something to be worried about, but at the same time, overturning Roe was a culmination of a conservative goal, so there are also a lot of enthusiasm on the Republican side because of that goal being reached.
All right, got to run. Yamiche Alcindor is anchor and moderator of Washington Week on PBS, and Mark Caputo is Florida-based national political reporter for NBC News Digital. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.